Good morning and welcome to St. James. If you're on Zoom, we will be muting you momentarily and we will unmute you at the end of Mass. Just as a reminder to all of our guests here in the church, again, welcome. There was a handout at the beginning if you took it and were interested in some of the details about communion and how to receive communion, that's outlined there. And it'll also be explained to you right before communion again. Please remember to remain seated until you are released by an usher, both during communion and also at the end of Mass. Today we celebrate the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and we will begin with, "You have built your house. Please rise."
You have built your house of living stones. Nothing of our hands can hold you. Who can build your house but you alone? Who can hold you? Build us into a house of prayer, a house of peace, a house of care. Inn and hospice, fortress, banquet hall, home for all. Now to your court your people ascends. Some come with partners, some come with friends, some come with children, some come alone, called together by your word. Broken, dreaming, rich and poor, all come streaming through the door. You have built your house of living stones. Nothing of our hands can hold you. Who can build your house but you alone? Who can hold you? Build us into a house of prayer, a house of peace, a house of care. Inn and hospice, fortress, banquet hall, home for all. Nurturing peace while mending our rifts, great is our need, but greater your gifts. Some come for comfort, some come assured, all come challenged by your word. Strangers, foes, and friends unite, all come streaming into light. You have filled your house of living stones. Nothing of our hands can hold you. Who can build your house but you alone? Who can hold you? Build us into a house of prayer, a house of peace, a house of care. Inn and hospice, fortress, banquet hall, home for all.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus, and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit, be with you.
And with your spirit.
I love it when they say that the people on Zoom are muted. We're muted too. We can't sing along with you. It's not fun. We miss the humming is not making it for me, so I don't know when this is going to be over. What a blessing we have today that we can gather in person and on Zoom to remember God's goodness to us, our 20th Ordinary Sunday. And we want to remember that in these extraordinary times, God is with us, and we're going to reflect on what it means to be a person of faith today. So let's turn to the Lord today and ask that we can be given that gift of faith, the gift of love, the gift of mercy. Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgive our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and blood. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to people of goodwill. Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to people of goodwill. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, God the Father. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to people of goodwill.
Let us pray that our love for God and God's love for us will continue to inspire our lives. Let us pray that Jesus, our elder brother, will walk with us on our journey of life. And let us pray that Holy Spirit of God will give us the gifts we need, the gifts of wisdom, the gift of strength. God, you have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see. Fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, observe what is right, do what is just, for my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, ministering to the Lord, loving the name of the Lord, and becoming God's servants, who all keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold in my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. O God, may all the peoples praise you. O God, may all the peoples praise you. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known on earth among all nations, your salvation. O God, may all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the people's inequity. The nations on earth, you guide. O God, may all the peoples praise you. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all peoples praise you. May God bless us, and may the ends of earth love and fear him. O God, may all
all the peoples praise you.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles. I glory in my ministry in order to make my race jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? For the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. Just as you once disobeyed God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience, so they have now disobeyed in order that, by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God delivered all to disobedience, that God may have mercy on all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus is the Word, Spirit, Spirit, descending like a dove. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, fill us with your love. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, fill us with your love. Alle, alle, alleluia. Alle, alle, alleluia. Alle, alle. Alleluia, alle, 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 alleluia, alle, 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 alleluia, alle, alle, alleluia, alle, alle, alleluia, alle.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that district came and cried out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she's keep calling out after us." He said in reply, "I will send only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." Jesus said in reply, "It is not right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." And Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There once was an acrobat who strung a tightrope across Niagara Falls. As the crowd gathered, he asked, "Do you think that I can walk this tightrope across the falls?" People were a little skeptical of it. So he jumped up on the wire, walked over and back, easy peasy, no problem. The crowd applauded mightily. So the man grabbed a wheelbarrow. He said, "Do you think I can push this wheelbarrow across the wire over the falls?" Some thought he could. Others were skeptical. But he jumped up on the wire and pushed the wheelbarrow over and back across the falls, and the crowd went wild. And then he put 200-pound sacks of flour in the wheelbarrow. And he said, "Do you think I can push this fully loaded wheelbarrow across the falls?" The people thought that he could do it, and he did. He jumped up, pushed the wheelbarrow over and back. The crowd applauded mightily. And they shouted, "You can do it. You can walk across the falls." And he said, "Do you believe I can do this?" "Yes, we believe you can do anything." So he dumped the flour out of the wheelbarrow. He said, "Okay, jump in." We are on a tightrope. We're on a tightrope because we're going through a society such strange things. We're experiencing this pandemic, Black Lives Matter, urban violence. We have to deal with an immigration system which is completely dysfunctional. We have income disparity, and we're murdering our planet. And besides those more cosmic things, we have our personal tightropes that we're walking. We're walking tightrope because of health issues, because of grief we're going through, because of financial worries, because of family troubles. And counter to all that, though, all that negativity, we have the word of St. Paul today saying that the gifts and call of God are irrevocable. God doesn't change his mind. God continues to care for us, to love us, and to be with us. So how do we experience this irrevocable grace of God? I think to answer that, we have to look at the gospel today, where we find that Jesus says to the Canaanite woman, "Great is your faith." Now, think about who he's saying this to. He is saying this to someone who is a foreigner, someone who doesn't believe in the God Jesus believes in, someone who would be considered unclean in Jewish law, someone he had just dissed as a dog. But he says, "Great is your faith." And this is not the first time Jesus said this to an unbeliever. Remember the centurion who came looking for a cure. Now, the centurion, of course, is a pagan. He's a Roman. He's a member of this occupying force who are oppressing the Jewish people. But what does Jesus say to him? "I have never found such faith in Israel." And how about the Samaritan leper? Remember that scene? When Jesus looks at him, who would have been considered a non-believer, Jesus says, "Your faith has healed you." So that when Jesus talks about faith, he's not talking about going to the right church. He's not talking about saying the correct creed. He's not talking about obeying the proper laws. He's not expecting you to answer the catechism correctly. When Jesus talks about faith, he's talking about a relationship. Your relationship with God. And so, if we're going to have that faith of those biblical characters, we have to truly believe that God has our back. How do we get that kind of faith? I think, first of all, we have to understand that faith means trusting that God's plan for us, God's will for us, God's desire for us is our well-being. Look at the story today. The Canaanite woman was not going to take no for an answer. She expected God to bring healing into her life. And we have to have that same expectation that no matter what we are going through right now, that God wishes our well-being. God has made us to be the children of God, filled with grace and peace. And so we can imagine that, yes, the road is long with many a winding turn, but if we heed God's GPS, which takes us down Forgiveness Avenue and Compassion Road and Charity Highway, we'll end up where we need to be. There might be some bumps and bruises along the way, but we willingly put up with them because we know the ending will be glorious. The second thing that strikes me about faith is that it demands confidence that God knows what we're going through. Isn't that the whole point of Jesus sharing our existence, sharing a human life? That God would not be above it all, glorying in being deep, as Sally put it in The Color Purple, but instead was able to know what we know and feel what we feel. Think of the story of Jesus. God knows what it's like to be a child who is threatened by violence. God knows what it's like for parents and children not to be able to communicate all the time. God knows what it's like to break a mother's heart. God knows what it's like to have friends who let you down when the going gets rough. God knows what it's like to find someone who thinks differently than you do and makes you rethink your life. God knows that sometimes you are so angry at what's going on, you want to throw something. God knows what it's like to be judged by someone who just doesn't get you. God knows what it's like to feel alone. God knows that sometimes you cry. But because of Jesus, because of what he went through, we know that God knows us and that God hears our prayers. Because of Jesus, we can curl up in God's lap. And I think there's one more part of faith as Jesus thinks about it, and that is that it means relying on those everlasting arms of God. Now, we're used to relying on stuff, you know. You rely on that brake to stop the car when you hit a pedal. You rely on the supermarket to make sure your lettuce doesn't have E. coli in it. You rely on the fact that the airplane will land. You rely on the internet to keep you connected. Some things aren't as reliable as other things. What can I say? And that's something like the faith we have to have in God. We can rely on God to make the sun shine on the good and the bad. We can rely on the fact that God will never give up on us. We can rely on the reality that God never makes junk. We can rely on God's unconditional love for us. So faith. Faith is not so much about the Trinity or the Incarnation or even consubstantial. Faith is about trusting and confidence and reliance. These are familiar words. They're comfortable words. They're words we can relate to. And if we can have those as our words of faith, then Jesus will say to us, just as surely as he said to that Canaanite woman, "Great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you ask." Amen. Can we stand then as a people of faith and confess together our creed?
I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, in the kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As a people of faith, then, we can turn to the Lord today, knowing that God hears us whenever we call, as we present our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may be a house of prayer for all peoples, welcoming everyone who seeks the Lord with a sincere heart, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our leaders, that they may observe what is right and do what is just, and in so doing, lead us in pursuing justice and goodness for all. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For immigrants and refugees around the world who seek a better life for themselves and their families, that they may be kept safe from harm as they learn to call a new nation home. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are suffering from the summer heat, especially children, the elderly, and those in ill health, we pray to the Lord. For our parish community, that we may be willing to reach out to others and welcome them into our fold, we pray to the Lord. For those who have gone before us in faith, especially George Haley Jr., for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord. For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in the book, our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Hear all our prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
And I will accept the sacrifice of our hands for the praise and the glory of God's name,
for our good and the good of all God's holy church.
Receive our oblation, O Lord, by which is brought about a glorious exchange that by offering what you have given, we may merit to receive your very self through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just that we should give you thanks and praise, O God Almighty Father, for all you do in the world through Jesus. For though the human race is divided by dissension and discord, you know that by testing us, you change our hearts and you prepare us for reconciliation. Even more, by your Spirit, you move human hearts so that enemies may speak to each other again. Adversaries join hands and peoples seek to meet together. By the working of your power, it comes about, O Lord, that hatred is overcome by love, revenge gives way to forgiveness, and discord is changed to mutual respect. Therefore, as we give you ceaseless thanks with the choirs of heaven, we cry out to your majesty on earth, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy.
Therefore, Almighty God, we bless through Jesus, your Son, who comes in your name. He is the word that brings salvation, the hand you extend to sinners, the way by which your peace is offered to us. When we had turned away from you on account of our sin, you brought us back to be reconciled, O Lord, so that, converted at last to you, we might love one another through your Son, whom for our sake you handed over to death. And now, celebrating the reconciliation Christ has brought us, we entreat you. Sanctify these gifts by the outpouring of your Holy Spirit, and let them become the body and blood of your Son, whose command we fulfill when we celebrate these mysteries. For when he was about to give his life to set us free, as he reclined at supper, he took bread into his hands, and giving you thanks, he said a blessing. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, that same evening, he took the chalice of blessing in his hands. Confessing your mercy, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin." Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again, until you come again.
Celebrating, therefore, the memorial of the life, death, and resurrection of your Son, who left us this pledge of his love, we offer you what you have bestowed on us, the sacrifice of perfect reconciliation. Holy Father, we humbly beseech you, accept us together with your Son, and in this saving banquet, graciously endow us with his very Spirit, who takes away everything that estranges us from one another. May he make your church a sign of unity and an instrument of peace among all people. May he keep us in a communion of heart and mind with Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and all those you have called your own. Just as you have gathered us now at the table of your Son, so bring us together with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with her husband, Saint Joseph, the blessed apostles, Saint James, and all our brothers and sisters, those of every race and tongue who have died in your friendship. Bring us to share with them the unending banquet of unity in a new heaven and a new earth, where the fullness of your peace will shine forth in Christ Jesus, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church. And graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen. Amen.
The peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And
with your spirit.
And we give each other the wave of peace. The wave of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Just a reminder for those who are here for the first time, the ushers will tell you when it's time to come receive. We have to keep social distancing. They will lead you to one of those blue spots there where you will have your hands sanitized. And then after you receive the host, step over to that little blue spot there where you can remove your mask and consume, and then follow the arrows back to your seat.
Worship the Lord, all you people. You'll want for nothing if you ask. Taste,
taste and see that the Lord is good. In God we need put all our trust. Taste and see the goodness of
let us pray. Made partakers of Christ through these sacraments, we humbly implore your mercy, Lord, that conformed to his image on earth, we may merit to be his co-heirs in heaven, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
If you look at the website, you'll find many different opportunities to connect virtually with the things that are going on in the diocese, and particularly today at 12:15, we'll have our ongoing discussion on racism. So you can go to the website, you can get the link and click on. I found it very helpful to kind of reflect with the group about what we're going through as a society. So 12:15 today. So the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us go in peace and live the gospel.
Thanks be to God.
Go be justice to God's people, teach the hardened heart to learn. Break the bread of true communion, pour the cup of true concern. Feed the hungry, house the homeless, catch the tyrants in their lies. Be the good anointing servant, so God's justice never dies. Go be healing to God's people, seek and share the saving call. Be the touch of Christ for others, be the voice of Christ for all. Lives are broken all around you, and Christ, no hands but yours.
hold in them the ones who suffer. So Christ's healing love endures. Go be mercy to God's people in forgiveness freely shown. Find the stranger, call her kindred. Find the exile, call him home. Age to age, God's mercy welcomes with a love that will not cease. Go be Christ-like to God's people. Be an instrument.